Studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN, and you can't stop us now. Go, Brew Crew, go.
If the Brewers win tonight, all you gotta do is get one win over the next three games.
Easy money.
The 1-1. Swing and fly ball to left. That is hit well, and it is gone. A three-run homer for Seiya Suzuki. And just like that, the Cubs jump out in front.
Don't stop me.
Be happy. Enjoy good things.
Don't stop me.
Cause I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
They very easily could have gotten tight based off past history. They didn't.
Checks his runners. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, left field.
Halfway to the bag, runs all the way to the bag, and then flexes at the crowd after he gets the final out. The Miz. And one is a fly ball deep left field. This is way back. Bye-bye baseball. William Contreras admiring a solo blast to left. It puts the Brewers on top 4-3. And a fly ball to center. Hit well. PCA's back at the track. Whoa! Fly ball to right, heading towards foul territory. Sal Frelick angling, jumping, and he caught it! Side retired, Miz pumps a fist, screams up into the air. Three scoreless innings from Jacob Mizorowski.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Hey, hey, hey!
Don't stop me, don't stop me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like
don't stop
it.
Me, don't stop me.
Have a good time, good time.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Oh. Kicks and deals. Slider struck him out. Uribe strikes out the side. He puts it in the holster. The Brewers have a 2-0 lead in the division series.
You got to find a way. And if you have different ways to win, if you just rely on one thing, it's harder to win. So it was the difference in the game. But you don't see that from the Brewers very often.
Make a supersonic man out of you.
That is put together by one Alex Stroff as Jake chimes in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is amazing, and I feel like I can listen to it on repeat. Lasagna in Milwaukee, a nice touch with Queen. Flows together, ladies and gentlemen. Tori Lowe joining us here on Kyle Bruston Ortman on a Tori Lowe Tuesday. T. Lowe, what's going on?
Hey, I'm excited. The Brewers are, you know, it's looking good.
What's happening?
It's looking powerful. And I saw a commercial that we shot, too, when we was out.
Oh, you saw
the commercial we shot.
Commercial or social media?
I guess it's social media.
Yeah, I'm going to say, commercial. I see myself on TV.
I think when I say commercial, I mean.
You're buying TBS spots?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what it was. But I know all I can say is, Brewers!
Hey!
Hey! Brewers! Hey! That's what I'm talking about.
Tori, is it too early to say series is over? Because I say series is over.
I say that the Brewers are hot right now, and I believe that we're going to advance.
Tori, are you Brad's back?
That's saying it's over.
Yeah.
You don't remember Brad been gone for about? Tori's like, oh, Brad.
Brad is back, and I see he got the logo on his chest.
Yeah.
After the game, yeah. Hey. Oh, that's a good point. Is this your first time seeing Brad? Are you saying
he hasn't seen Brad in a month?
Right. In a month.
I had a baby.
Sounds like
Lexi had a baby.
Okay.
Sounds like he doesn't care at all.
Yeah.
Tori, like, okay, yeah. Hey, Brad.
Brad is. He's family. He just had to. Everybody takes off. You know, they come back. And I just like the fact that he wore your
Jags shirt. Yeah, that's right. The Jags beat the Chiefs last night.
I said that when I was talking to Strofe. I said, hey, he got his. He's back. He's in full power. He's in full step right
now. Got the Jags.
Now, hey, congratulations. Yeah. Good talking to you, man. It's been wild. How are things? Just all business touring.
Look, let me tell you something. We only got a short amount of time.
You know? Get right to it. No pleasantries.
When we out in the hallway, me and Brad can go at it for a while.
So. Yeah, that's true. We've had some talks.
And I'm usually looking for one of him. He usually has snacks.
Sorry, I don't know anyone who could talk.
Well, he usually has snacks.
You need snack? I got snacks. I mean,
you know, he got those little granola bars and them little
The
little bars he got.
He showed
high protein, low sugar bars. Yeah.
Brad was gone for a month, and I stopped eating them. I got to get back on it.
Right. That's what first thing I was thinking. Like, I wonder if he got one of those snacks.
Of course I do. Always.
Hey.
You catch me without snacks, something's wrong.
You didn't eat one today.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you 3:30. Ate that fast.
KBN Nation, 3:30 every break.
No, this is what he does.
I did see this, though. Have you heard of a phantom itch before?
A phantom itch.
That is what Brad has going on.
Yeah, Tori, can I describe to you my phantom itch? So there's, I got a spot in my back.
It depends on what.
May I touch you, Tori?
Tori,
there's a spot on my back.
Okay,
feel that? Yeah, feel that? About 2 inches in your spine, just out of reach when you try to push over. I got something called the phantom itch. It's not the medical term, but it's kind of the
street term. I'm just happy it's on your back.
Yeah.
Vince said he had an itch. We was like, where?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, wow.
And it always itches, and there's no reason for the itch. But my nerves.
Can I tell you what I do when I have the phantom itch?
Please.
They call me the bear because I'll get up against the wall and get the
bear. Oh, you do the scratch.
Yeah, I just do the go back and forth against the wall.
You find a wall that comes to like a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
Ooh, that feels so good.
So on the cardless talking text line, Brad, have you tried this before? 800-990-3776. Brad, I just asked my doctor. She said the best way to stop a phantom itch is to ignore it. Good luck, LOL. Said if you scratch it, it will reinforce in your brain that it's real and it needs scratching.
Oh, wow.
If you ignore
it,
eventually your brain gets over it.
Dude, I itch it all the time.
Yeah, well, that means it's going to keep coming back.
It's well ingrained.
Mind over matter.
How tough are you?
So wait a minute.
How mentally tough are you?
If you don't mind, it don't matter.
You're telling me... KBN Nation, you can't ignore a scratch. That's like literally torturous.
Yes, you can.
No. So you're going to ignore a scratch for like a month?
A scratch or an itch?
Or you're an itch. You're not going to scratch the itch.
Look at Ben being smart.
Yeah.
So I don't know where Strofe is to make sure that we say the right things right now.
Texting this girl.
I don't know if I got it in me.
I don't know what the ding 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 was.
To texting his girl.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh. Sounds right.
Wow. Well, thank you for that advice. I don't know if I have it in me to ignore this itch.
I say find a corner.
Find a corner and just give it a good old scratch.
Yeah.
Just scratch
like
it away.
Ignoring the advice. Now, Tori, are you going to make it to a Brewers game? Are you interested in the Brewers? Well, do you watch the Brewers?
Well, the thing is, I watch the Brewers, and I watch all Wisconsin sports. And I think that the one thing about being raised in Wisconsin, we want to win everything. It don't matter what it is. I think that when we talk about our sports teams, the Brewers, Packers, the Bucks, we want to win it all. And I think that at this point, the Brewers have had an amazing regular season. They're in the postseason. I think we had some hiccups. And I think that now when we're up two, I think that we're excited that we're about to finally get out of the first round the way we always thought we should have.
Well, this would be into the championship series because they got to skip it because of the number one seed.
Right.
Now, my question to you is, do you like Pat Murphy?
I like Pat Murphy. I mean,
how do you not love Pat Murphy?
I mean, I think that when we talk about this, I think that now I love the Brewers, period. So I don't think I love him any more than I love the idea that we have a baseball team that's doing extremely well. But I do know that you're crazy about Pat Murphy. I know that you are.
Murphy is everything that Matt LaFleur wishes he could be.
I think that you got a jersey. Wow. You went and got a custom-made jersey.
Pat Murphy inspires the team to be a team. He holds guys accountable. If they make a mistake, you're not going to see it happen again. That is what I'm looking for the Green Bay Packers is they've made mistakes. They have blown these games.
Right.
They blown one game, had an opportunity to end another, and didn't have urgency to do so.
And that's largely due to coaching.
It's just like, this has to change for the Green Bay Packers.
Tori, are you over last week?
Am I over last week?
The Cowboys.
I think I needed the bye week to relax. I think I, you know what? I got up and I'm gonna tell you this. I knew it was a bye week, but I still wore my Packers jersey.
Good for you.
I still wore the jersey, and I was like, "Why do I got this jersey on?" You know, and it's a bye week. You know,
who are you most disappointed with through 4 weeks, and most excited for, happy for?
Who am I most disappointed with?
Yeah,
Rashawn Gary.
Oh, wow. Throughout the 4 weeks? Why?
Through 4 weeks.
Because when we needed those crucial wins, I didn't see him.
And he disappeared in the biggest moment.
I mean, against Dallas, you didn't really see that pass.
I'm just saying, like, I thought he was going to have a great opportunity with all the attention off of him to really show what we always thought he was. And I think that
he had four and a half sacks in the first three games. He wasn't there against Dallas, but he was leading the NFL through three weeks in sacks.
And I like the fact that he's
so most disappointed. The only reason I'm saying is because
when it was time to show up, he wasn't there.
How you going
to
tell him how to feel? Didn't Homer tell you?
I'm talking about what I'm saying is...
I can tell him that I disagree. I didn't tell him how to feel. I just said I can't hear that.
When you're expecting... See, a lot of y'all just satisfied with just, okay, he did this, his statistics.
To let him know.
I want him to really perform and have a breakout season, because I feel like he could have had way more than what you're talking about due to the fact that he has...
More than four and a half?
Micah Parsons. Man, come on now. He's got more one-on-one matchups than he probably had in the last three seasons.
And the biggest thing is, again, I don't agree with Torrey, but I will say this. You can have an issue with the fact that in the game against the Cowboys, he did not show up in a way that we needed him to. And Dak Prescott was able to sit back there, get the ball out of his hands, and carve up the Green Bay Packers defense basically late second quarter in the entire second half. He was nowhere to be found. So I understand
that's
that
why I say I'm a defensive guy. And I always talk about the Hogs up front. You know I'm a Hog guy. You know
you've always wanted the game record.
You know I'm like that. So I'm gonna pay more attention to that when you got somebody like Micah Parsons that's giving that defense a fair opportunity for a lot of these people to take advantage of one-on-one matchups.
So who are you most excited for then?
I think I'm most excited for I guess I'm really not, other than Jordan Love, I think that right now I'm just wanting Jordan Love to step into that leadership role.
Torrey, how impressed have you been with Jordan? Like, how special has he been this year?
Like I said, I think that we all thought we would be not the record. I thought we would all be undefeated right now. So we're not. So I think I'm kind of looking at the team like, can we make the adjustments? Can Jordan Love make the adjustments? And can we as a defense, because it's not a defensive issue. I think it's an overall mentality, like you said, as coach.
Starts to the top. It always does. What do we listen to?
Metro Boomin. Take me through there. Take me through there. Let's go, Green Bay.
It's going.
Take us through there. We going. We got to get something going.
Yes, they better beat the brakes out of a bad team.
And we're going to take them through there.
It's the 13.5-point spread, 14. They need to do it. And I would love to take it to Pottawatomie, but we could also take it to the bank.
We can take it to the bank, and that bank is Citizens Bank. And listen, buying a home is one of the biggest moves you'll ever make, KBN Nation. And if you're making a move like that, you want to have a team behind you that knows what you need and actually cares about you. That's why when you are ready, you need to work with my friends at Citizens Bank. From the pre-approval process to closing, and even after you get the keys, they will be with you every single step of the way. There's no runaround, no wondering who to call, no last-minute surprises, just one trusted lender making the whole thing feel a lot less stressful. And get this, you can meet with someone in person or start your application online. However you roll, they got you. So whether you're buying a home, refinancing, or you're just starting to dream, check out Citizens Bank, WI.bank. Come on now. Citizens Bank, WI.bank. That is Citizens Bank, WI.bank. That is banking where you belong. And Citizens Bank is an equal housing lender.
The one, the only, Gina Della from Pella joins us next. Don't go anywhere. She's electric.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Milwaukee Brewers fans, make sure you hit up Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in the sportsbook before a postseason game. And if you need a ride, You can hit two balls with one bat by hitching a ride with the Potawatomi Game Day Shuttle. Make any purchase in the sportsbook or same-day sports bet, and you will get a wristband and a seat on the shuttle. Shuttles begin approximately 2 hours before first pitch. Return shuttles are nonstop for 1 hour after the game. Visit Potawatomi.com. Bet above the rest. What a pleasure did I have yesterday at Game 2. One Gina Della from Pella walked in. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Wherever you're listening, we're happy to have you. Now, joining us here, Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman, is the one and the only Gina Della from Pella. What's up, Gina?
I am still energized from last night, and I would have been your one-stop take you home last night, but you were the wrong direction, so you have to call Potawatomi, la-la-la, whatever you just said.
I did not have a car, and Gina went had to go west, and I had to go east, but I have Potawatomi if I need that.
Gina, quick question, though. What is the experience like watching the game with Ben? Is this your first time, or have you done this before? I just imagine him as just a manic child in the most loving way I can possibly say that.
Well, it's definitely not my first time, but what I will tell you is that it was an intense game. I mean, what happened? I mean, we were down 3 runs right off the bat, so that made all of us intense, right? He's sitting next to me. First of all, Ben, can we have a moment of silence for how you can text and double text with both your hands? And he's like going to town like, I can't believe he has a screen left. And I also think Mr. Brust earns a $10,000 bonus because he got the 3-run homer. He videoed it live. Mm.
From Andrew Vaughn, I did. Yeah. I did. I was working hard. I'm just doing my job.
So were
actually.
You just taking random videos and hoping you got it, or did you feel a sense of inspiration?
A $10,000 bonus.
Yes. Send that to the bosses, please.
Yeah, send me to every Brewers game so I can get every single one on video. I want that bonus, too. I like
Kyle.
What y'all are talking. Hey!
I know that is a good question, Ben. It wasn't like he was videoing every single thing. It was on the money. How did you know that? What happened?
It's just obviously when there were two outs and you see a rally come and Andrew Vaughn came up and we had done research here together on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Andrew Vaughn had pretty good numbers against lefties. Shota Imanaga, lefty. Over the course of his time with the Brewers, over 1,000 OPS against lefties. So I was like, you know what? This could be a perked up moment. So that's when I started recording. So using knowledge plus feel plus the vibes from Gina led to the electric moment.
It was, I'm going to tell all the listeners, I loved sitting next to you because I'm intense. I love watching the games. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just, unless it's someone who gets it with me, and I only want to talk when I want to talk. And Ben knew it, and I knew Ben only wants to talk when he wants to talk. We were a great match.
I love that. I would definitely watch a game with you. Knowledgeable, but also passionate. And speaking of passion, how much do you love Pat Murphy as the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers?
You know what? Just when I think I can't love him more was when they put the camera on Craig Counsell and he's so ticked off. I just love Pat Murphy.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Gina, it's good to have you with myself and Brad. I want you to share from your perspective what you got going on with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin because we're in October and it is a great time as we head into the winter. For anything Pella related.
Well, thank you for asking me. I think I'm going to call you BB. Thank you for asking. You know what, you guys? This is when our phone rings off the hook because you have all those yucky bugs that are like carpeted to your screen, those stink bugs. And then people are freaking out because it's so beautiful right now. And they're like, why didn't I do my windows all summer? Now I need to get them done before the winter. So the phone's ringing off the hook. So you better call and get scheduled so that we can get you done before Christmas time. Let's go.
And
what is my sale? Are we at 0 for $72?
I know. I heard that was coming.
I believe today we're 0 for $60 today.
Unless you're adding a year, Gina. Yeah.
No. I think we might have just got a little breaking news that's coming. So stay tuned.
I don't know. It might be coming. I might lose my job now. I don't know.
No,
I know the bank's been toying with us, and I don't know the final decision. But for sure, 0 for 60.
It's 0 for 60 at minimum. It's 0 for 60 at minimum.
Minimum, people.
Bradley Nortman, new father. You are a grandmother now, so you've been through this, and congratulations on your newest grandson. Mm-hmm. Any advice for Bradley, who's got three kids under the age of 13 months?
Yeah, 14 months and 1 month. So Gina, help me out here. I need the motherly wisdom. I need the parental advice, because you certainly did a great job with you and your family.
Oh, no, congratulations. And what cracks me up is when Austin's like, it's fun to watch you guys. When they cry, feed them. Just feed them. They're hungry, or they have poop, or they're hungry. Just feed them, Brad, and you're going to be good.
What about when they get older, Gina? I love the simple advice. It's great. But what about when they get older?
You don't have enough minutes for me to talk about when they get older, Brad. No soft parenting, Brad.
Okay.
So
Gina, were you the
Brad's
enforcer?
The softest person
Gina,
I've ever met.
I know. Were you the enforcer between you and your husband?
Oh, definitely. Don't make my kid. Austin did not go to his best friend's second grade birthday party with little Dylan Chimura. I'm like, what's his name? Austin, you do this one more time, and you lose the privilege of the birthday party. He still talks about it. I'm not messing around.
What'd he do?
Oh, he missed out going to Chewy's son's birthday party?
It was Daniel Flood's, but he was riding with Dylan. I'm like, no, Linda, you don't have to pick up Austin. He's been punished.
Ooh.
Wow. That's a backbone.
Probably
right
a method
there.
She can't share on air, because we get canceled nowadays.
You know what, Gina, Della, I love that. You know, I love the disciplinarian. You can't have these kids running you. You run them. They don't have options. I tell you what you want.
All right. Well,
right. Yep. You got it. No more. One more time. One more time. Yeah. I told you once. That was it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I could hear it in the voice.
Yeah, she was the enforcer.
La, la, la.
Gina, you're the best. 855-PELLA-WI or PELLAWI.com. It's a no-brainer.
0 for 60. Thanks, guys.
Hopefully you have a job tomorrow. That's Gina Della from Pella.
La, la, la.
Again, I will say that is a great thing that she brought up, because it makes me think, because I know you guys all started the show, Strofe's at the top of the list right now in terms of if I do get a plus one to any of these upcoming playoff games, who would be the most enjoyable to go with? 30-second pitches, Brad, go!
Ben, you know I'm a positive guy. I'm a hype man. I'm going to be positive to you. I'm going to be positive to the Brewers. I'm not going to ride the roller coaster wave like Strofe and Kyle would. I know you don't need that in your life. We're going to stay nice and steady. We're going to have a good time. You and me, or at least I know, I'm going to be drinking plenty of Carb Bliss, so I know I'm a good time, and I'm going to take that second place Brad energy. I'm going to check it at the door. Only first place Brewers.
He's trying too hard. I don't love it, Kyle. Go.
Yeah, so here's my thing. Benny Bros, we've been to games before together. And here's the thing. When we're watching games, I'm not finna try to talk your ear off. No, we watching the game. What we will do is we will celebrate home runs from Andrew Vaughn. We'll mind our business, but when the home run goes deep, we gonna slap hands. Let's go. And when we see Wild Bill, we see William Contreras hit a home run, what we gonna do? We gonna celebrate and get hype. And when we see Jack Centurio go deep, the young kid, you know what we gonna do? We gonna slap hands, beat our chest, and say that's what we gonna do. But outside of that, we gonna mind our business and watch the game.
A little too many slap hands there. We headed over to Alex Stroh.
You want my pitch, Ben?
Yeah.
You want my pitch?
I want your pitch. Nope. Alex wins. Strofe wins.
Wow.
We will be leaving American Family Field. We will be next to each other, and we will do it another.
Can we talk about something for a minute?
Yeah.
I won't be a roller coaster of emotions. That's a negative thing.
Yeah, actually,
it's the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
You're living a dying by every pitch,
literally, man. Literally, you're supposed to be.
You're already experiencing it. You don't need that drama as your plus one, too.
I will tell you this. You think Brewer's going to get you. Listen, by the time y'all get to the third, fourth inning and he's a couple beers
man,
in
I'm
or whatever.
I'm just curious.
He's going to just talk your ear off and annoy
you. Who was there for the home opener when Brewer's Math was created? I was.
Who's been
living and dying by every pitch of the first 164? I have been.
Yeah, no, that's true. Brad definitely know. Kyle closer.
When we had access.
I got that FanDuel.
What I will say is, I mentioned it coming in. A big part of my selection is who will be fun after the game.
Mm.
Hello.
Yep.
Count me out.
See you, Pato.
I'm going home to go to sleep. I'm going home to go to sleep. If it's another night game, forget about it.
I'll see you, Pato. real quick, though, you're doing this whole thing. It's make it Ben the center of attention, bell of the ball type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are the odds you get a plus one to a playoff game?
Zero.
Oh. just
wanted to see what you guys would bring because I won't have any extra. I did have a great time with Matt from Sit Means Sit Dog Training. He and his son were an absolute blast in the suite. Another great group. We just understood the timing of talking and enjoying, just getting the vibe. And I think if you want to have a dog that listens, I can tell you that Matt told me he's getting the itch himself because he just loves what he does every single day, helping. I'm talking personally. He's like, I think I want to train another because he gets to train all of your dogs to help them be happy, confident, obedient. And I love that he lives it in his life too. You should go to check out Sit Means Sit at sitmeanssit.com. Check out the Milwaukee and Waukesha pages. Get that free consultation and let Matt and his team help you have a happy, confident, and obedient dog. That's Sit Means Sit Dog Training. How about we do a little bit of a Ben's Best Bet preview for tomorrow into John Anderson? Make it quick because I want more John Anderson than
I thought it was his best bet.
No. I'm he was 0 for 4. For a best bet.
Yeah.
Oh, it, thank
he was, you. He was 0 for 4 on a parlay.
He was very
didn't even win one leg
parlay.
Of it.
You owe me $5.
Listen,
this
I just
Kyle you. Brustin Nortman, KBN.
I can't believe she delegated the week.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
KBN Nation, you know at the estate, I'm always looking for improvement. Something might be going wrong, but I don't want to deal with calling a bunch of different contractors for each different thing. That's why I call one team, and that is Lifetime Home Services, a team I can trust, and they have everything under one roof. I mean, I'm not kidding. Anything your home needs, Lifetime Home Services can take care of it. I mean, the menu of things that they can handle is off the charts. Cleaner air, radon safety. I know for me and my household, we're taking baby Will and his closet. We're completely renovating his closet. The transformation is unbelievable. Next up, I think I'm going to go with the epoxy floors in my garage. There is something about that that's clean and crisp and makes everything more organized in my garage. That is just a small sample size of everything Lifetime Home Services can do for you and your home. So if you've got those projects, don't put it off any longer. Lifetime Home Services is the one call that you need to make in order to take care of whatever project you have. And I mean that. One call, that's all you got to do. For over 30 years, Lifetime Home Services is making homes safer and better looking. Trusted solutions, lifetime results. Give them a call or schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Ben Russ, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman with you. Alex Strofe's running the show, and I look forward to hearing from John Anderson coming up next because, tell you what, he's a tough cookie to crack to get him really excited because he loves the 1982 Brewers more than he loves life itself.
He also loves him some Pat Murphy, too.
He did. He was the one who told
us he knew
Pat back in the day. And
Arizona State?
Arizona State. Early look ahead here, just for the sake of getting an idea with, I think it's Priester, Jamison Tyon. The Brewers right now are plus 102 on the money line at Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Oh.
Minus 120 for the Cubs.
Oh.
Underdogs. I like it.
They don't think the Brewers can take the Brewer Express down to Chicago. and beat them Cubs and bring out, where the broom ass trophy, and bring out that broom.
There it is. Yeah, it doesn't make noise, but he's waving it.
There it is. Don't know about that.
For those who can't see, there it is, he says. There it is. Trying to find what I think I want to do, and I found it, and let's hit the best bet.
It's time for Ben Brust's Best Bets. Sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
This is not going to be something that is for the weak. And it may seem very easy with what the Brewers have done so far with their bats. The Brewers scored 9 in Game 1, 7 in Game 2. The Brewers over-under for themselves. The Brewers team total over-under is what, Bradley?
Well, I've learned how to navigate this Potawatomi website here. So 3.5 is the over-under run scored by the Milwaukee Brewers. 3.5.
Wait.
Plus 112.
If they score 4 runs?
Under 3.5 is minus 137.
Ooh.
Now, what you need to take into consideration
Let
is
going
to be a cooler night.
Is the wind blowing?
The wind will be blowing in.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. We're not a home run team like
Thank
that.
Thank you, Kyle.
Even though we very even versatile.
Though, even though I think Jackson Churios would have made the seats in any condition.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to grind out 3.5 runs on the Brewers team total. I really do. Because, again, like you mentioned, what this team does, it's not like they're throwing their ace. Jameson Taillon is the most mid pitcher of all time.
You've been around for a while.
I also, like, how am I going to pass up Quinn Priester plus money on the money line? I mean, oh my gosh, for those who missed it, we're going to be on from 4 to 7 on ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube, and we're going to be at Potawatomi Sportsbook. And for those who don't know, the odds change on their kiosk, and you can place the live bets.
That
am
gets me.
Scared.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you right now, if they get down and the money line gives them even more value, knowing how resilient this team is, I might go back to the machine, back to the machine, back to the machine.
More money, more money, more money.
Or no money, no money, no money.
No. More money, more money, more money.
So I'll tell you what. This was the preview. Part of me thinks taking the money line is the safer play because knowing that you can beat these guys who have scored 12 runs in 5 games in a low-scoring game is probably a safer bet. And seeing a sweep would be worth putting money on to be able to clinch, get that. So right now I'm leaning at the Brewers money line plus 102 at Potawatomi Sportsbook. But if I'm feeling crazy, plus 112 to just get 4 runs. And I say just get 4 runs. The wind will be blowing in. But I'm not that scared based off the way the Brewers manufacture runs the way they do.
I mean, I told you already today, boys, in pre-show. I got a $20 that's just burning a hole in my pocket. I want a little bit of juice on this game for when we do the watch-along tomorrow, 4 o'clock, KBN
Nation.
Well,
when you wake
in
up tomorrow, ask your wife.
I will ask
because she not because she's going to say no, because usually she says do more.
She does. She encourages taking a little bit of risk, living life on the edge a little bit more in the Norman household. She just say $20. That's it. That's all you need. Don't you believe in the Brewers? Aren't you a Brewers fan? And I'm probably going to do 20, maybe even double it. So I'm thinking maybe even a Brewers money line over 3.5. I think that's pretty good, Ben.
I like it. I'm not listening to anything Brad says because Brad, you, I've lost all faith in you. That was all.
Yeah.
You're off. Terrible.
He's
an echo chamber right now.
Yeah. I sold it pretty good, though, at the time.
Yeah, I was foolish. But this one, Ben, this makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. I'm with you, Benny Bruss.
Again, going to do some more research. Check out ChatGPT because they really helped me with the numbers of Imanaga against the Brewers. I'll have to look up Jameson Taillon.
Home run. Man, the big one yesterday was the fact that he gave up a lot of home runs.
Yes.
And the fact that he gave up a lot of home runs to some of the current Brewers.
William Contreras and Vaughn were on that. Vaughn didn't have a homer, but he had success of recent.
But and then his streak, well, he's a lot of home running, like a lot of games in the second half of the season.
In Managua? Yeah, and he's given up a crap ton.
And so bad in the first inning. And so that right there was like, oop, it's looking good. And guess what? The Brewers put on a show. A lot of homers yesterday.
Tell us about your friends so we can get to our other friend, John Anderson.
Oh, yeah, listen, KBN Nation, right now, if you're looking around your house, you know, you're saying, you know what? I need to update my windows. Wait no longer because I have the perfect company for you. It's Universal Windows Direct, of course, and don't allow for your energy bill to keep going up, 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 and get rid of that draft. Get the team with Universal Windows Direct who got you. And guess what? Right now, you buy two windows, you get two free. You buy 10 windows, you get 10 free. I bought 6 windows, so I got 3 feet free. So there's absolutely no limit. Plus, you enjoy 0% interest for 3 whole years. And to top it off, guess what? Because they love y'all, you get an extra $500 off your entire home improvement project when you schedule in the month of October. Universal Professional Team takes care of everything from the free estimate to the expert installation, which I absolutely love. You'll get quality windows installed right with savings that will make the timing even better. Call them today at 414-410-2000 or visit them at UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Just like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
John Anderson joins us next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I don't value that.
You don't value much. You don't.
That's not true.
No, that's true.
No, that's true.
You guys are coming at me a little too much.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN...
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strofe running the show for the Homer Hour. We get to talk to John Anderson of ESPN. And I have no idea how his Mizzou football team is anymore. Are they any good? Do they give him anything to
They're
hear about?
Good. Big one this week. I think it's Alabama.
Okay.
I think. I they're good.
I thought they were good. But luckily, we've had good things to talk about here with John that are not Missouri focused. John, what's going on?
I'm just sitting here waiting for tomorrow to come.
I've been screaming. Is it 8:08? Is it whatever first pitch it is every single day? It is so freaking fun right now.
Yep. It's just, and I'm hoping it continues that they play well. So far, so good. You know, I think we saw that at the end of the season, maybe we were trying to just kind of keep things in order, not having to spend a lot of energy there if it wasn't necessary. It's just I dislike these other guys so bad that I would really like to, you know, put them away in a very quick and shameful manner. Which would start by not giving up a bomb in the top of the first, by the way.
I actually think at this point it'd be kind of fun if they gave up a leadoff home run and then whomped them again.
I don't want to tempt it. Let's just, you know, and then as always, because you know, I've got a little Eeyore cloud with me, right? When the Brewers went to the World Series in 82, they got down 0-2 and then had to come back and win 3 against the Angels. So I really would like that to not happen again. So I am confident, but I am certainly not cocky in any way, but I'm with you. It's fun to just thump those guys.
Now, one thing that we were discussing, I don't know, was it in the break, Kyle, or was it on the air about Pat Murphy and John Anderson?
Oh, no, that was in the, I couldn't tell you, right? but I do know there's a relationship.
Yeah, you brought us into the conversation about how you got to know him, I believe, back at Arizona State. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Are you shocked by the level of success he's had managing the Brewers team?
I don't think so. I am not, and only because, well, two things. One, he was around that team for a long time, which is helpful. And I think when they gave him the Padres job, you know, with a crappy team, mid-season, that kind of thing, I think he learned, I don't know if humility is the right word with it, because he'd been so successful at Notre Dame, so successful at ASU, and he was young and aggressive and cocky and just really, you know, in your face. And I think that gave him a little different perspective on some failure and how to deal with that. And as he had said, like, that was hard part. Like, he just didn't do losing well. And at some point, you don't have to be comfortable with losing. It's not that you don't want to win enough, but in the bigs, right, you're going to lose. They were great this year and lost 65 games. So there's 65 nights you've got to go home and figure out how to deal with losing and not, you know, just give yourself an ulcer. And I think he learned with that Padres kind of effort there how to kind of manage himself in those ways. And I think that's manifested itself now really well in Milwaukee.
John, you've been a Brewer fan for the long haul, longer than most of us, actually all of us, have been alive.
I know.
What? How would you compare this team to the 82 team? Which team is better, in your opinion, 82 or this team?
That's a leading question. We know where this is going.
Well, we'll see.
Right. You guys are like, you know, you ask me against with my heart. I'll just say this. The Brewer guys back then in 82, they were thumpers, which was great. I'm not above winning the way they do, and I shouldn't say that, right? They just smashed 2 3-run homers. But up and down the lineup, they had guys that could just conk, and I love that part about them. And then they were just a wilder, it seemed to me, more lovable, kind of almost Bad News Bears outfit, right? You looked at Gorman Thomas, and he looked like an unmade bed, and Vukovic, he just looked like, you know, personal grooming was really not on his daily thing. How he was going to handle that. Mike Caldwell just tugged down his hat and threw 160 pitches and 9 innings every game. So it was like the game itself has changed so much now to watch it. Like,
I'm sorry, you said somebody looked like an unmade bed, and
what a descriptor.
I feel like I was staring at Alex Stroff. I was like, oh, there he is. Rude.
Yeah. O'Gorman. That's what he did, you know. And the game is, like you said, different. I'm not saying better or worse. The game was just played differently to the point of, I always say, if you watch when Jerry Augustine, right, was there, you know, Jerry Augustine has more career shutouts than Max Scherzer and more complete games than Justin Verlander.
Oh, wow.
That's about that.
Homer calls him, what do you call Jerry Augustine? The goat of pitching.
What do I call him? It's what the world should call him. 755. He pitched 7, was the winning pitcher in the game in which Hank Aaron hit his final home run, number 755. It's an embarrassment that society does not know him as that and hasn't for the last 50 years. Thank you for your time. Drive home safely.
Okay, so good. Homer's made it to the office today.
Yep. You know who's your host with today?
You know, has Homer told you his theory about if the Brewers win the World Series, who should get a ring?
Oh, good.
So
call,
good,
Kyle.
No, tell me who.
Craig Counsell. They will win. No. If they win a World Series, they will be more. They will have needed to thank Craig Counsell as much as anybody. Because Murphy's here. There's only one. And they do not win the World Series without Murphy. And someone said, do you think about – so that's what you think of Benedict Arnold. And I said, if Benedict Arnold brought in George Washington, he's getting a ring too.
Where do we cut that off? No, he's not a part of the team anymore. Yeah,
that's
great.
All I've been yes.
They're not going to do it now.
He established a level of success, correct. And it's not like – the guys that they vote a half share because they played 82 games or 90 games and I got sent off in August at the trade deadline. No, the guy hasn't been a part of the team for 2 years.
And he had his chances Murphy is trying to do.
And there's so many guys on this roster that have no idea, never played for him.
Does Stearns get a ring too in
New York? Question. That one I'm working on. I'm thinking about it because, yes, the only reason the only reason this team is good as it is because of the general manager, and there's only one reason he's here. David Stearns was hired, this is why both situations are special. Thanks for asking. Because David Stearns, generally when you get a job as a GM, you hire people that worked for you, under you. Hires someone who he competed against because he was impressed with him. That man has built this team. And, yes, I have to give serious consideration to him getting a ring as well.
Do you know how many examples there are of coaches
None.
That coached?
No. With Find them.
What you're saying because it would be the first ring for the Brewers?
Did you give Tony Dungy a ring in Tampa for the title John Gruden won?
Excuse me.
What about Mark? Hold on.
Let me answer that.
Kerr?
Did Tony Dungy bring John Gruden in as an assistant years before and then leave and go to a team that Gruden beat? Because you have to credit counsel for going to the Cubs, making it easier for the Brewers
to beat them. I got an idea, John.
Yes.
I'm going to run my car and I'm going to get some popcorn and you guys are going to do this so I can enjoy it on my way home.
That's the stupidest and dumbest thing ever.
Should be a fun show.
Yep. I can't wait. 2 minutes. Popcorn.